Last month, a friend of mine posted a photo of a local bird's nest onto Facebook. The caption read, "One of these things is not like the other." And the image featured four robin's egg blue eggs alongside one larger white egg with cocoa-colored speckles. Not like the other, indeed. The outlier belonged to the brown-headed cowbird, a smallish, stocky blackbird with a fascinating approach to raising its young. Cowbirds are our area's most common brood parasites, meaning that they make no nest of their own and instead lay eggs in the nests of other avian species. In the late spring, a female cowbird will quietly search for an actively laying female bird of any of the 220 species it can parasitize. Once she finds a suitable host, the cowbird will sneak onto the resident bird's nest when it's away, usually damage or remove an egg, and replace that egg with one of her own. Brood parasites rely on others to raise their young after trespassing on someone else's nest. In fact, the genus of cowbirds, Molothrus, is Latin for intruder. This strategy appears among other birds, including the cuckoo, insects, like the cuckoo wasp, and some fish, like the machoked catfish, which lays its eggs in the mouths of cichlids. Why would an animal use this strategy? Scientists have a few ideas for cowbirds specifically. First, it allows them to put all of their energy into producing eggs, sometimes more than 3 dozen a summer, rather than exhausted on rearing its babies. Historically, cowbirds followed herds of bison, eating insects kicked up by the animal's hooves. A wandering bird can't tend a stationary nest, so cowbirds may have developed their breeding strategy because they had to move frequently to keep up with the bison herds. Or, they were able to follow the herds because their breeding strategy gave them the freedom to do so. After the brown-headed cowbird abandons its egg, the foster parents unknowingly raise the young cowbirds, usually at the expense of its own offspring. Cowbird eggs require a shorter incubation period than most other songbirds, which means they usually hatch first and have a head start in getting food from the parents. Cowbird nestlings also grow larger and quicker than other baby birds. These advantages allow them to command the most food from the foster parents, usually resulting in the death of their would-be siblings. Young cowbirds even sometimes toss out other eggs or young nestlings, or they smother them in the bottom of the nest. It's hard not to judge creatures like that. In fact, the consensus on my friend's nest photo on Facebook was that the cowbird intruder was a murderer. But the natural world is rarely a fairy tale perfect. Brood parasitism is just another life strategy that creatures use to pass on their genes to the next generation. Besides, evolution has given some species the ability to push back against the cowbird's strategies. The yellow warbler, for instance, can distinguish cowbird eggs from its own. Though she's too small to push the larger eggs out of her nest, she adapted by building a new nest over top of the old one and hoping the cowbirds don't come back. Sometimes this method results in nests of up to 6 tiers. Some larger species, like gray catbirds, puncture or grab cowbird eggs and throw them out of their nests. But the majority of the hosts don't recognize cowbird eggs at all, so the species lives on. Thinking of destroying a cowbird egg you find? Don't. Like our beautiful native songbirds, the cowbird is protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. It's illegal to harm them in any way. Plus, Cornell Lab of Ornithology research has shown that removing cowbird eggs from nests can lead the adult to return and destroy other eggs. To learn more about native wildlife, visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.